And here he is, Fred Allen!
Tonight, old Santa shows his claws in a modern tale called Santa Claus Goes on Strike, or Jingle Bells Shall Not Ring Tonight. Music, maestro.
Special announcement. Santa Claus will not ride this Christmas. In a terse bulletin issued from his North Pole igloo today, Santa says, quote, I am on a sit-down strike. I refuse to ride this Christmas, unquote. Rumors flood the country.
A report from Miami, Florida says 200 families stop building chimneys on their cabanas. Do not expect Santa Claus. At Rutland, Vermont, a little girl says,
I wrote Santa Claus a letter airmail and got no answer. He ain't coming.
At Detroit, Michigan, a labor official says,
Santa Claus better lie to the Teamsters Union will pull out every reindeer from here to no more.
At Madison Square Garden, New York City, school children hold monster mass meeting. Tiny spokesman says,
Santa Claus can't let us down. 200,000 American children have appointed me their spokesman. I'm off to see Santa Claus now. James, my jet scooter.
Well, come in, little boy. What are you doing way up here at the North Pole?
Ooh, is this Santa Claus igloo?
Yes, Sonny, I'm Mrs. Claus. Who are you?
I'm Buddy Jones.
Are you lost, Sonny?
No, I'm here to see why Santa Claus refuses to ride this year.
I'm glad you come, son. I've been arguing with the old Funfet all week, and he refuses to budge.
Where is Santa Claus now, Mrs. Claus?
He's in the next room there, tuning his reindeer bells and sulking.
Can I see Santa?
Well, do you no good, son, but I'll get him for you. Hey, Santa!
I ain't no use in coaxing, Ma. I ain't a-going.
Stupid, you got company.
Who?
I'm Buddy Jones, Santa Claus.
Well, don't mean nothing to me, small fry.
Is this awful rumor true, Santa Claus?
Yep, I ain't riding, son.
But this is Christmas Eve, Santa. Trees are lighted. Millions of trusting children have hung up their stockings. The world is waiting for you.
Well, the world can wait. I ain't a-riding.
Santa.
Hey, no use, Nipper. He's stubborn.
No, I ain't. Not either stubborn. I'm just sick of being Santa Claus. The world don't appreciate nothing. Squabbling, striking, spying, warring.
But you can't quit, Santa. You must have a reason.
Oh, I've got plenty of reasons, Sprout.
As spokesman for 200,000 kitties, I demand a statement.
Well, what is it you want to know, Shaver?
Why won't you ride tonight, Santa Claus?
Well, Sonny, I'll tell you. Come here. Sit down here on my lap. Son, I've been Santa Claus in it ever since the world began. For 1948 years, I've been bringing people presents every Christmas, trying to spread joy. My intentions has been good, but my reward has been nothing but heartaches and misery. The first trouble I had was way back in ancient Rome. It was Christmas Eve in the court of Nero. The emperor was playing a violin concerto.
The chimney sweep?
I'm Santa Claus, Nero, bearing Christmas gifts for your majesty.
Ultimus Nautium, what is it? Another basket of figs from the Rome Kiwanis Club?
My gift is a trinket rare, Nero. So rare, it hasn't even been invented yet. Here.
Gramercy, loud. What is this tiny golden box?
It's a cigarette lighter, Nero. Turn that little wheel.
Hot blood, it's flames.
Merry Christmas, Nero.
It's flames. Rome has scoffed at Nero. Nero will have his revenge.
Hey, watch that lighter, Nero. You're setting fire to them draperies.
I can't make Rome hot with my music, eh? I'll make Rome hot another way. Revenge.
So you see, son, if it wasn't for Santa Claus, Rome wouldn't have burned that time.
Gosh, that was too bad, Santa.
There I was trying to spread good cheer, and what did I get? The first hot foot in history.
But that was 2,000 years ago, Santa Claus. You shouldn't hold a grudge that long.
Well, Nero was just a prologue to my trouble, son. A few centuries later, I set out to bring a present to Napoleon and Josephine. I'll never forget that Christmas, son. Josephine was sitting on her cheesy davenport. Napoleon opened the door.
Oh, merci, ma petite.
Oh, merci.
Oh, voilà. I am detour on the way to Waterloo, especially to say au revoir.
Oh, mon lover, mon nappy, merci.
Un moment, and your nappy is away. C'est la guerre.
I will be faithful.
Bien. If quelqu'un man dare to pay court to my Josephine, I will kill him today.
Your petite Josephine has no other boyfriend, Nappy, you swear.
Eh bien, mon big beefy one.
Oh, Nappy, I have a farewell present for you. I will fetch it with you, see.
Eh bien, oh, mademoiselle, from any place far.
Who goes there? Who is coming through the fireplace? You have come to woo my Josephine, Gigolo Wolf.
Hold on. Put down that truncheon.
Ah, voilà, pour ton baby. You are expecting the chap in the red suit?
Oui, Nappy. Don't you think Santa Claus will come?
Not tonight, Josephine.
Yes, Sonny. Napoleon gave me a concussion that Christmas. Running out of the castle, I fell in a moat. My ermine got wet and come to life. My collar and one cuff got away.
Because years ago, one crazy Frenchman mucked you up, Santa Claus.
The things have happened since, Sonny. Another Christmas, I got a raw deal in a suburb of England. It was called the American Colonies. I dropped in at the house of a jockey named Paul Revere. Well, the cottage had no chimney, so I peeked in at the window. Mrs. Revere was carving a Christmas turkey. Paul come a-gimping into the room.
Christmas dinner ready, Auntie?
Yes, Paul. Pull up a chair.
No, no. Oop, no. Set my plate on the mantelpiece.
Can't you set down yet, Paul Revere? That ride was last April.
So every Middlesex village and farm ain't once around Central Park, Eddie.
Well, you try and set down for Christmas, Paul. It'll be a nice present for your spy.
Who's that?
Might be a British spy, Paul.
Send me my gun, Eddie. Who's there? We got Tory.
It's me, Santa Claus.
So what?
I've got your Christmas present, Paul. It's a cushion stuffed with fuzz from Delaware peaches.
For me to set on?
You bet.
Don't let him in.
I ain't sat down for 8 months, Eddie. That fuzz sounds mighty tempting.
Might be some enemy trick, Paul.
No, I'm Santa Claus. Honest Injun, Mrs. Revere. Open up.
I got my gun, Eddie. I'll open the door a crack.
Man!
A raincoat. Take this.
Well, son, when I got back to my sleigh and sat down, I was mighty glad I still had that cushion full of Delaware peach fuzz. You see, son, the world's given old Santa plenty of trouble.
Gee, Santa, you certainly had a lot of trouble.
Well, that's why my spirit's broken, sonny. You see, being Santa Claus is just a pain in one century after the other. I'm giving the world back to Rand and McNally. I'm sure.
No toys.
No, Santa ain't a moving, son. This is one Christmas I'm going to enjoy in peace. What's that clock striking?
It's 12 o'clock.
Midnight, eh? Well.
It's Christmas Day, Santa Claus.
Don't mean nothing to me. I'm taking it easy. I'm staying right here.
Won't you change your mind, Santa?
I ain't getting kicked around again this Christmas.
Please, Santa Claus.
Oh, shucks. Hush your crying, son. Hey, Ma.
Yes, Sandy?
Where's my mittens, my bag, my reindeer, my sleigh?
Sandy, you ain't a going.
Yep, I'm a going, Ma.
Honest Santa.
Yep, gonna change my mind.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
Christmas ain't Christmas without Santa Claus. I'm giving the world one more chance.
Statement for all the kiddies, Santa?
You bet you can, sonny. Just say, it's Merry Christmas. Hi, old Donda. Hi.